We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every Friday at 9:40, we have the Friday staple here on the Nosebleed Seats. Biggest L, biggest dub, which means it's time for this.
Ha ha, yeah. Let's hand things over to that stupid motherfucker, Eric Chiafalo, to give us this week's L takers and dub makers. On and off the field, no one is safe. Biggest L, biggest dub.
All right, Walchuk, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? Where have you gotten some personal victories? And we need all the positivity we can get.
Ooh, me.
Oh, you got some?
I got a dub.
Some personal dubs?
I got a personal dub.
Nice.
Can I
What's
give
that?
It?
Yes. Floor's yours.
Okay, guys. You're not going to believe my dub this week. So, well, first off, the L I took was I got a speeding ticket. That one sucked.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was when you were rimming out in Fort Worth?
I was rimming hard. Yeah, it wasn't good. The dub I got, though, is yesterday, for the first time in about 3 months, I got to see my best buddy live in studio, and we got to host our radio show together.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm serious, bro. It was amazing. I got to see him for the first time.
What?
You won't believe it. This guy got married and had a kid all before the last time I saw him.
I can't believe you're just telling me this now. Like, I feel like
I wanted to save it for this moment.
All right, fair enough.
Right? Biggest dub of the week. I think I'm the winner.
Shout out to your boy. He sounds like a total badass.
He is. He's, you know, he's getting a little fat in the face, but outside of that, he's really attractive.
I can actually relate to that.
Really big badass.
All right, that's huge. That's a nice dub there, Walchuk. I'm happy for you. Honorable mention L takers, though. I think we have to start in the sports world. I mean, this has just been a rough week for sports, man.
It really has. Like, especially Clemson. I mean, Clemson's taking a big L today.
This week in COVID-19 is like taking out Cowboys, Texans in the NFL, San Francisco 49ers players, the NHL with the Lightning who closed the facility, three people test positive, the MLB is a total bleep show, college football, as you mentioned, Clemson 28 players, Alabama's getting railed.
Texas had 13.
Yeah. UT had 13. Like, it's just not. And then the NBA that we thought was like done deal. We're feeling great about it. Who knows?
What'd you say about Oklahoma getting railed?
Did I say Oklahoma's getting railed?
Maybe you didn't. Maybe that was just me.
Well, I guess that leads me into the next one, right? Gundy.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah.
Gundy, man. That is an honorable mention, if I've ever seen one. That's probably, he's probably the biggest L of the week. Between Gundy and D'Elia. You hear about Chris D'Elia? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy that played a child molester on Workaholics and in season two of You, and we found out he actually is a pedophile.
Yeah, he really identified with those characters. It makes sense. He was sort of a method actor, just like a Daniel Day-Lewis.
Except he was really just playing himself.
Yeah, big time L for those guys this week. And those, we skipped the honorable mentions at that point. Like Chris D'Elia, Mike Gundy, massive L's, my friends. But another L in college football, Walchuk, USC, the alma mater of our own Jared Sandler.
Or is this because of the Darnold thing at the UCLA?
No, it has nothing to do with that. The highest rated member of USC's 2019 recruiting class tore his ACL for the second time.
Oh, the second
time? Yeah, Kyle Ford. I think he's one of those wide receivers who's going to be a stud. He tore his ACL, missed most of his senior season in high school. And then he recently tore the second ACL, according to 247 Sports. So this is the other knee. But he's probably going to be out for the season, and that's their highest-rated player. Like, he was the number 6 receiver in the entire country. He was the number 4 player, regardless of position, in the state of California. massive, massive L for USC right there. Honorable mention, L taker, no question. 877-881-1053. 972 says, big time L, boys. I'm delivering pizza in a bleeping monsoon, and I'm soaking wet. Dub, though, the tips have been pretty dang decent.
Dude, that's worth it. You know what? If the weather's bad and you're ordering food, you need a tip well. And on top of that, 877-881-1053, what's the weather like out there? Because it's looking like it's getting a little nasty. I've seen pictures on Twitter of the clouds rolling through the area. So wherever you are, let us know and let us know what the weather's like because, man.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
These thunderstorms, I mean, could the drive home be rough?
Is that what, is it rain? Is it rain?
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I think we're dealing with some thunder showers. Right.
That's surprising to me. Thank you for the weather update, 972. I had no idea, but this is probably, when we get down to it, probably the most badass thing that happened this week. And it happened in the 972.
Oh, this is outstanding.
My niece is getting moved out of the NICU tomorrow. Still has a long way to go, but a huge, huge win.
Shout out to you, 972. That's awesome. That is awesome.
My God, dude. That's scary stuff. And thoughts and prayers continue. Continued success in the road to recovery, whatever your niece is dealing with, man. That's like health. Health is wealth.
Can I get to the 682?
That's a really scary thing. Yeah, let's go 682.
All right, so 682L, it's crushing me this weekend. Got a pinched nerve and can barely use my left hand.
Oh, God.
And I work in construction. Man, I'll tell you. That the pinched nerves are the worst. The 682, though, big dub. I'm in the works of getting partial custody. So congratulations, 682.
Yes.
That's good news.
All right. Yes, and it's Father's Day weekend. So shout out to all the dads. This is a big time victory for the daddies out there, including myself. By the way, Sterling Daniels right here. You can hear him tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
His eyebrows grow back?
I don't think so, man. I think that was actually like a permanent thing.
Oh, no. So if I wax the pits, I might never have armpit hair again?
Yeah, which could be a huge victory for at least everyone around you, right?
I wear a lot of deodorant. Do I still have it?
Yeah, you do. RIP to the eyebrows of Sterling Daniels. But he said, he just texted us both. He said, apparently, Chris D'Elia slid in a couple of his homegirls' DMs when they were 16.
No.
So Sterling Daniels, personal
connection.
He's
got the receipts?
I would imagine screenshots or it didn't happen, Sterling. But, man, that's, it was a bad week.
This guy's creepy, man.
Bad week, no question. And then the final L of the week goes to 24-Hour Fitness and anybody who loves them because they have filed for bankruptcy and they are permanently closing over 100 locations after the COVID-19 pandemic forced its facilities to shut down for a few months. So 24-Hour Fitness.
Are you kidding me? I can't go get my midnight workout on anymore?
I know. Well, Chuck, I know. That's the biggest bummer for you, man. I was really worried. I was tepid about even bringing it on the air because I know how angry it's going to make you.
Well, because they don't leave the gym here open. I can't, you know, this is, how can I get my calves going? I've got great natural calves. I rival the Chopster.
Yeah, respect to that. All right, let's get happy, folks. 877-881-1053. 214 says it's pouring outside, by the way. I just drove from Prosper to Oak Cliff. 817 says Granberry here, and it is pouring. 972, I'm driving over to Cedar Creek Lake. No rain at all. Then the 214 in Waxahachie. Not raining yet, but it's pretty cloudy in my garage, if you know what I mean.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I do know what you mean. Love lighting candles in the garage. 817, big dub for my softball starting back on Sunday. Oh, yeah. Is that the Beer League softball going? You ever do the Beer League softball, Walchuck?
The Brew Crew?
Yeah, the Brew Crew.
No, I've never participated.
Man, you are missing out.
Am bro. I?
You are missing out.
I'll give it a go.
Absolutely. Listen, you're not going to be able to work out anymore. No more post-show pump, 24-Hour Fitness.
Oh, no, I'm going to find somewhere.
You can keep that rock hard body by going to play some beer softball.
It is rock
with
hard.
With your boys.
God, it is.
All right, we get happy and we start with Enos Kanter. Yes, I know, it's Ennis, but I'm sticking with Enos because I stick to my guns because that's important.
Why would you ever think it was Enos?
Of the Celtics, he tweeted out today, wow, I could cry. Today, I found out that 7 years after arresting my dad, taking him through a kangaroo court and accusing him of being a criminal just because he is my dad has been released. This is due to the pressure we have put on the Turkish regime. So, dang, dude, 7 years of
a long time.
Unwarranted arrest, that is ridiculous. And just in time for Father's Day weekend, I gotta say that's pretty kick ass. So shout out to you, Enos Kanter, and
361, a big dub there for Ennis. 361 Lancaster here, and almost had to pull over from rain. 940 dub for me. Plunder came back in Warzone. Eric, I told you I've been dabbling in the Warzone lately.
Yeah, you said you sucked.
Yeah, I'm not very good, but I am in a team with three of my buddies, and we usually get top 10 finishes on the regular.
You get carried.
Not necessarily. There's been times I've been the last one standing, and I'll step up and kill a guy. I'll win a couple gulag matches. I mean, I'm doing what I can here.
Kill death?
Ooh, my KD is probably not good. It's like hovering around one-ish. Mm. I'm under one, though.
That's not, hey. That's, I thought it was going to be much worse than
it's
that.
Not good. I'm serviceable. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think I'm the worst player in the world anymore.
Yeah, don't
I'm
mistake what good. I said as a compliment or an insinuation. Well,
I never
that
would.
You're good.
I mean, God forbid I ever get a compliment from you. But last night finished second in a match.
You look less fat today. So. 972.
I don't know about that one. I'm just shaking my head over here.
Wow, Peyton.
I couldn't get the Peyton Go sign.
Where the hell is zero? Oh, I look more fat God, today, Peyton. Now. This is awesome news. Jesus. Oh, wow. 972. This is so nice. Such friends here.
Our good buddy Reed says, biggest L, woke up this morning for work and coughed, and now I have pain in my thoracic spine. Welcome to age 43. By God,
Jesus,
I'll tell you.
Reed,
I get that,
I am so sorry.
That's that thoracic. You know what he's talking about with the thoracic spine? You know that, where he's going there?
No.
It's like the upper spine, like the neck area.
Oh, you like know the when hump, the humpback area.
Yeah, well, you know when you just
get
got
a ridge.
That sharp pain up in there,
yes.
Because you're looking down at your phone,
yes,
too much.
Yes.
I feel that, Reed. God,
oh,
dang,
that's
dude.
The
I totally hear what you're saying. 903, Mike and Bells. We've got a balmy evening here in the outskirts of Bells with some thunder showers.
Mike's our guy.
Moving in.
Mike
yeah.
listens every night
yeah,
in Bells.
No,
I love you,
God,
Mike.
God, dude, that guy. I just love Mike and Bills. 940, got no L's, big dub, got a promotion, and a $5 an hour raise.
Oh, good for you, 940.
Nice!
That's the kind of positivity we need in here.
You know how very few, you are in like a very, very small minority right now, people that are getting promotions and raises during
this time. You
want to
throw a couple of those dollars at us, we'll take a couple.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it, 940. Hey, how about this, big dub, honorable mention for rapper MGK. Are you familiar with Machine Gun Kelly?
Of course I am. Also dabbles as an actor.
All right. Well, he also dabbles in the most beautiful women in the world.
Ooh.
All right. So he has dated in the past Chantel Jeffries, worth a Google. Summer Rae, probably even more so worth
Is
a
that
Google.
An adult film actress?
No.
Well, I mean, a name like
but
that.
But she's one of those Instagram model chicks. She might have an OnlyFans. I couldn't be for sure.
Did he also date Amber Rose?
And potentially. I mean, he may have. But the latest this week, which is why MGK gets a massive dub on top of Chantel Jeffries and Summer Rae. The latest, Megan Fox, who, by the way, is still a total smoke show.
Yeah.
She's sort of just, like, gone away after Jennifer's Body. I think she was just so embarrassed by the god-awfulness of that movie.
Not a good
and
actor.
She's just disappeared completely. But she is still extremely, extremely... She just... I'll just say I think she just seems like a really sweet lady based on the photos of her body. So shout-out to MGK. That's fantastic stuff. Autoflex Leasing, Fantex 972, Super Dub, first Father's Day with both of my kids, married, and my granddaughter. So that is always huge. The family time, Father's Day weekend is ridiculously awesome. 214 says, City of Allen, worker checking in. Allen is wet and windy. Man, take the wind out of that, and you got yourself a hell of a Friday night there out in Allen. Big dub for the smarty pants, or the not-so-smarty pants, because this is your chance. Harvard will not be requiring SAT and ACT scores for next year's applicants. Can you believe that? Like, this is a schmuck's chance to get into Harvard. You know how easy it is to get A's in high school and act like you can do almost any, you can totally not even care and pretty much get straight A's. Now you don't have to prove your genius for the ACT or the SAT, which are stupid hard.
Oh,
I was like a
dumb.
I think I got
why
a 19
are we, why are we
for
doing
ACT?
That? How are we judging
maybe
people's
it was 18 is bad.
Intelligence based on these weird tests?
But that is really, really cool, man. So if you're a high school senior who is committed to the bit, let's go Ivy. Let's go Ivy on these people. You don't even have to prove your smartness with these crappy tests.
From the 682, I missed Julius' check-in. No, he was around. He was pecking me in the ankles. Now he's playing Warzone with Jeff and Gavin.
He refuses to wear the mask, which is awful.
No, if he gets it from Zero, Zero refuses to wear the mask. I don't know what it is. It's like entitlement from this pigeon here. From the 806, raining pretty hard in Joshua. And from the 972, Super Dub, first Father's Day with both of my kids, married, and my granddaughter. Did you read that one?
Thank you for paying attention to the show. You freaking bleep.
Oh, okay.
But final here. Biggest dub of the week. It's the runner who set the world record for the fastest blindfolded mile and with a mental
How
condition
is that even possible?
Made the run even harder. We'll give you the details more probably later in the Power Hour. But nonetheless, we got to show love to the British runner, Ashley Winter, who is 37 years old and basically, yeah, blindfolded.
That is incredible.
Set the record. She's a beast. Biggest L, biggest dub in the book.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.